This show is brought to you by Pepper and Spice Madera Street, Royals Takeaway Angleston and Cordo Avenue, Bahamas Fake Ministries International, Milo Butler Mart, Blue Hill Road, Sign Island, Maki and Madera Street, and Elite Auto Tech, Automotive, Electronic Diagnostic, General Repairs and Services, Carmichael Road. Good day to you, and welcome to Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Hit Show with yours truly, Landlord and Mike D. It's the great current gospel hits from the Bahamas, the Caribbean, and from all across America.
I've got to bless the Lord. He has done so much for me. And I will praise his name. He's given back my dignity. In him I live, in him I breathe. He satisfies my soul. And through his blood I am saved. Oh yes, he made me whole. I want you to bless him up, bless him up. And I'll be morning time.
Our first Caribbean song for the week, coming in all the way from an artist called Stacy Little. She's originally from St. Vincent, and now she resides in Canada, where she's pursuing a Bachelor of Sacred Music at Canada Christian College. She also serves as a worship leader at her home church, House of Praise, and that was one of her singles entitled Bless Him Up. Real nice tune. You know, and her personal motto is, she don't complain, she just sing. I really love that, man. Love that vibe, you know. But Stacy, keep doing what you're doing. Keep blessing up the place like the Lord always do, man. You know, you're doing a great, great, great job. And now, to my brother from another mother, can you please introduce our guest all the way from the U.S.?
We want to welcome an anointed singer and pastor, outstanding businessman, and so much more. He's well-loved all around the world, downright good people. The one and only Donnie McClurk. And Pastor Donnie, welcome. How are you, sir?
Mike, I'm doing fine. How are you feeling, man?
Every day's a great day, sir. Every day's a great day, I tell you.
Good. We're proud to be able to be interviewed today by you guys. And thank you so much for taking this time.
You're welcome.
Good day, Pastor Donnie. What's up? And welcome to the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel It Show, sir. You know, Pastor Donnie, you seem to have a love for the Caribbean vibes. You had a very successful Caribbean, beautiful song with a Jamaican artist called Chevelle Franklin. How did you guys connect to do that beautiful song?
Well, you know, the Caribbean connection is strong in New York.
Mm-hmm.
And because about half of the black population from Long Island comes from Caribbean background.
Yeah.
And so we've developed relationships throughout the years that led to that collaboration. And I love the feel of the Caribbean / African beat. And that's the thing that really gets me going. And it was an easy blend. It was a wonderful chemistry. And, you know, the proof was in the song.
Yes, indeed.
Most definitely. You know, Pastor Donnie, it's a beautiful song. Well produced. Awesome, man. Great job. Pastor Donnie, back in the days, you frequent the Bahamas at our church, the Miles Monroe Diplomat Center. When are you coming back to give us a visit, man?
Landlord, I don't know, how old are you, if you remember that. Dr. Miles Monroe was absolutely key in bringing me into the Bahamas. He is also key in making me preach. He would make me preach more than sing at Bahamas Faith Ministry. Mm. And he and Lady Ruth were my friends. Mm-hmm. And when I'm coming back, well, that's up to y'all. Y'all got to let me know.
Yeah.
And I'll be more than happy to come back down there, because that is really sentimental to me. Very.
Awesome.
And you're from New York City. Many years ago, you became an assistant pastor at Pastor Marvin Winans' church. I mean, your family with the yep. Winans family, and just about everybody, but especially the Winans family and people like that, and the Clark sisters and all those people. But, you know, Pastor yep. Marvin Winans' church in Detroit, you were an assistant pastor there, and then you branched out of Pastor Winans' church back in New York to form your own church, Perfecting Faith Church, under the mm-hmm. Organization of Pastor Marvin Winans. Very quickly, do you have a word for someone who may be having challenges and are going through a tough time right now?
To everyone that's listening, it is knowing that God is on your side. And what you don't have now, you will have. And where you are now, God will lift you out of. Just keep the faith. I always thank God for the ability to have family, but everybody doesn't have that. But I do have a great pastor, great friends, people that I can go to. There's somebody in your life that you can go to. Let God lead you, and don't allow your situation to be your final destination. God has a plan that will play out in your life if you just keep the faith.
Oh, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Good word, Pastor. Good word.
Yeah. Whew. Most definitely, you know, and a very powerful message. Don't let your situation be your final destination. Very powerful. I love that.
Pastor Donnie, let me tell you something, man. Caribbean people, they really love you, man, you know, and they love what you do. You know, there is a fan of yours from way down in Tortola, British Virgin Island. His name is Linnell Stevens. He is a radio host, and he loved the Kingdom business, you know. You and Nicole Mullen were to be wed. You know, what is the status on that?
I mean, I used to visit Tortola all the time in ministry.
Okay.
Some of the best beaches in the world there.
Yeah, awesome.
Concerning myself and the wonderful, beautiful, illustrious, vivacious, anointed Nicole C. Mullen, no, we are not wed, but this is not the Wendy Williams show. Keep us in your prayers, though.
Yeah, man. You know, a lot of people was asking about that, you know, because they love you and they want the best for you, bro.
Well, I know you're one of the busiest people on the planet, if not the busiest person on the planet, Pastor. Is there anything else you'd like to say before you go, though? Tell us what you want us to know, or, you know, let us know how people can follow you.
Yeah, they can follow me. Everybody can follow me on the Instagram, DonMac6453, DonMac6453 on Instagram, or just Donnie McClurkin with the blue dot with a white check mark on Facebook. And is there anything else I want to say? Yeah, y'all keep doing what you're doing. Keep doing what you're doing. Mm-hmm. Reach the world with the gospel through your radio, through your life. What you're doing is more important than you know. You're reaching more people than a pastor reaches on a Sunday morning.
Mm-hmm.
Continue to make the gospel big around the world.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you so much. God bless you in every way. And wow,
God bless you.
And the best to your family, your music ministry, and everybody at church. God bless him in all, in every way. And Pastor Donnie, you just can't imagine how much the world loves you, man. And you keep up the great ministry and keep keeping God first. And God bless you in every way. And thanks for joining us, Donnie McClurkin.
Yeah, Pastor Donnie, thank you so much for joining us today, man, on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel It Show. God bless.
Man, thank you so much. Thank you, Mike D. Thank you, landlord.
You're welcome.
And to everybody throughout the Caribbean, throughout the Bahamas, throughout all of the islands, God bless you, and I thank you for your prayers and support. Keep it up.
Left to do, you just stand one now.
Donnie McClurkin is a gifted singer. He touches hearts and souls with his music all around the world. The multi-Grammy, multi-Stellar Award recipient has sold millions and millions of albums. Yet, he's so down to earth. I mean, as down to earth as anyone could be. Man, he's a real cool brother. Donnie McClurkin's aunt used to do ministry with Andre Crouch for years. And Donnie McClurkin's aunt was a backup singer for Andre Crouch, too. She introduced her nephew, Donnie McClurkin, to Andre Crouch when Donnie McClurkin was a young fella. And Andre Crouch helped the young Donnie McClurkin develop his music and mentored and encouraged the young Donnie McClurkin. When Donnie McClurkin started hearing Andre Crouch's music, it actually lit a fire up under Donnie McClurkin's interest in music. Of course, Donnie McClurkin went on to become one of the most well-loved gospel artists in the world, Landlord.
Nkosi Kwaku-Simonette, CEO and operations manager at Sign Island. Sign Island started from desperation. My wife went ahead and bought the first printer. I still have no idea how we are where we are. I owe it all to my staff and my customers. You need support. One man is not an island. You can't do it on your own. If you think you can do it on your own and you are succeeding, you can do even more with a little bit of support. The support I've got from my clients has been amazing.
Hey there, Myla Butler shoppers. Looking for amazing deals and weekly specials? Look no further. Myla Butler Mart offers you the opportunity to save each and every week on the freshest meats and produce daily, along with savings on cleaning supplies and grocery items. Not New Providence? We also ship to the Family Islands. Great deals, amazing savings, and weekly specials. Myla Butler Mart has got you covered. Check us out on Facebook at Myla Butler Mart or give us a call at 677-6397 for more information.
Most definitely, Mike. For years, he has contributed to the gospel industry, and now he has a popular syndicated radio show that is doing really well all over the world. And it's always great to have him here on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel It Show. Coming up next is a young artist, very, very talented. She's from North Carolina. Her name is Ruth LaOntra. Check out her latest single entitled In My Name.
I'll give you peace when the storm is raging. I'll be your light when the road ahead seems dim.
in the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Good times and real, real tough times. Jesus is here and he's so good to me. Ruth LaAntra is a gifted, anointed songstress who loves the Lord. She comes from a singing church family, and she herself has been singing since she was a little two-year-old girl, landlord. And she's with the great Dr. Leonard Scott's Family Record Company.
Ruth LaAntra has a beautiful voice. She's been singing for years. She actually grew up in the music industry. She is signed with the first black major gospel record label in America, Ty Scott Record Label. And that was their latest single entitled In My Name. The video is very beautiful, man. It's off the chain, man. You know, it recently debuted on BET TV. Man, I'm telling you, you guys got to check it out, man. It's off the chains, man. You know, great message, great music. The production is off the chains also. You know, Ruth, just keep up the great work, man. Keep shining for the Lord, man. Awesome stuff, all right? Well, Mike, we are at the end of the show once again. What word of encouragement would you love to leave with us today?
Yeah, landlord, I just want to say big congratulations on your book, man. Page after page of inspiration and encouragement. Glory to God. Man, tell somebody who may be interested in your book the name of it. And again, big congratulations, my brother. Landlord.
Thank you, Mike, man. Truly, truly appreciate it, man. You know, my book is called Lord, You're My Strength, From Adversity to Triumph. It's a book detailing some of the challenges I had to endure as a child and how God has turned my mess into a powerful message. And, you know, my aim of writing this book is to inspire and uplift, you know, people who may feel that they are counted out and that their life is too messed up for God to use. And, you know, you guys could get a copy on any online bookstore like Amazon, Kindle, you know. Just go there and get your copy, man. I'm sure you will be blessed, all right? Well, we heard from Donnie McCurkin, and he is a great gospel artist who blesses people all over the world with his music. And at this time, we would love to thank you, our faithful listeners, for always taking the time to, you know, just hang with us and follow us. You know, we truly appreciate you, and we look forward to you joining us next time on the number one radio station right here. This is yours truly, Landlord. And on the behalf of Mike D and everyone here, thanks for being with us on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel It Show. Coming up next, it's another anointed young lady from St. Vincent and the Grenadines, Mrs. Kayoka Cruikshank. She is originally from Guyana, but now she resides in St. Vincent. She just recently was here in the Bahamas for the Marlin Awards. And, you know, I just want you guys to check out her latest single entitled, A Little More Fire. So until next time, God bless you and may his light continue to shine on you. God bless. Madera Street, Royals Takeaway, Angleston and Cordo Avenue, Bahamas Faith Ministries International, Milo Butler Mart, Blue Hill Road, Sign Island, Mackey and Madera Street, and Elite Auto Tech, Automotive, Electronic Diagnostic, General Repairs and Services, Carmichael Road.